This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by relationship expert Dr. Maureen Hosier.
And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm all in today. That's because we're talking about you, your health, your money, your politicians, and of course your taxes, which makes sense since I was the tax lady and owner of the largest business of its kind in the country for over two decades. Now, after that nightmare week we just experienced on Wall Street, where the Dow Jones looked more like a drunk or very stoned yo-yo, rather than the most respected trading hub of the biggest financial markets in the world's richest nation, my question for you this morning is pretty simple. How many more gray hairs and wrinkles do you honestly have after the stock market lost 1,175 points in just one day? Because I'm looking at my very handsome producer, Mike, and I see a couple more gray hairs, but not me, because my hairdresser, Mary, she's amazing. You see, if the stock market can lose 1,175 points in one day, then I believe it can lose 2,000 points on another day, or 3,000 on the day after that, and 4,000 if things get ugly. Because stocks are sensitive, especially when our president is being investigated for money laundering, obstruction of justice, and collusion, which isn't good news for anyone, especially you and Wall Street. And what's troubling about the stock market's drunken behavior is that our country's thriving on all economic fronts. So our vital signs are sexy and beautiful. In fact, the only thing not thriving in our great country appears to be none other than, you guessed it, our overpaid and incompetent politicians in Washington and California that you so generously pay for. I mean, how else can you explain the financial roller coaster ride we all just experienced when all economic indicators are unbelievable for our country? For example, the unemployment rate is at all-time lows. The housing market is at record highs, which we're going to talk about later. Gold is steady, silver is solid, and oil is abundant and affordable, unlike the water situation in South Africa, which is slated to run out in a couple of months. I mean, how scary is that? Now, unless you're a bungee cord addict who doesn't mind jumping off a cliff or a Philadelphia Eagles fan, last week was a nightmare. And unfortunately, if things don't change in Washington, I honestly believe that you're going to see another 10 miserable days in 2018 like the one we had last week. All compliments of Robert Mueller's investigation and the fact that the walls at the White House are slowly caving in on our president and some of the men who once proudly stood by his side. In fact, what I find really interesting about the stock market's craziness and the cryptocurrency crash that has bitcoins well below $6,000 from a one-time high of $18,000 is that no one is mentioning the real possibility that Mueller's investigation has something to do with the crazy market. Instead, most economists, they blame rising wages, inflation fears, and the fact that interest rates are creeping up. All right, I could drink some of that Kool-Aid and the logic behind it. After all, I like Kool-Aid, and so does Maddie and JR and Kaleo and Leah. However, I am not naive, and neither should you be, because part of the financial volatility has nothing to do with interest rates or wages or any inflation fears. And instead, in my opinion, it has everything to do with the ugly chess game that's going on at the White House, where you, the superhero taxpayer, you're going to end up being the biggest financial loser because you pay for everything. You see, that's because, in my opinion, I believe the stock market is going to crash if our president is impeached later this year. which is looking more and more like a possibility based on the unfortunate news that came out last week that Rick Gates is about to become the next witness to roll over for Mueller. Can you imagine what your 401k is going to look like when that happens? I mean, let's forget about the gray hairs. You're going to be bald. Now, for those of you who don't remember Rick Gates, he's the longtime business partner and associate of Paul Manafort, which is really bad news for our president, since both of them are facing about 25 to 50 years in jail if they're convicted on all felonies. And from the evidence I've seen, both Rick Gates and Paul Manafort have zero chances of winning their high-profile criminal trials. Yeah, both of them are going to lose, and you know what's going to happen? They're going to be facing 25 to 50 years in a cozy federal prison. And given the fact that three-star General Flynn, Trump's previous national security advisor, that guy got such a sweet deal to become a star witness against our president. Which is why I believe the chances are so high that Rick Gates is gonna turn on the president and his dear friend Paul Manafort, since Mueller is offering deals like the one he gave out to General Flynn. After all, Rick Gates is so much younger than Paul Manafort and our president, and he doesn't want to spend a single day in jail, let alone a couple decades. Would you? Which leads me back to our president. Can you imagine the pressure and the stress that our president is under while trying to run our country, especially in light of all the government name-calling, shutdowns, and threats? I mean, how can anyone get anything done in Washington when the federal government threatens to shut down on a monthly basis? I mean, can you imagine what it would be like if you worked for a company that threatened to shut down every month because the owners and the decision makers couldn't agree on the budget? Now, don't get me wrong. Of course you'd like a couple more days off every month while the company you work at shuts down because of their obvious dysfunction, until you wake up one day and realize you can't pay your bills and you can't put bacon on the table to feed your beautiful family. Which leads me to my next questions. Who takes care of our military when our government shuts down? And who's watching the nuclear buttons? That guy in Hawaii who caused utter and complete panic for 38 minutes when he pressed the wrong button? And who's making sure the ballistic missile defense system is actually working? Because the last time I checked, our ballistic missile defense system failed to hit its intended target the other day during a practice drill, which means if that was a real nuclear bomb sent from our friends over in North Korea or Russia, you'd be dead in a blink of an eye. So you know what I urge you to do this morning? You better have yourself a double-double with French fries and a chocolate shake to remind you that you're alive. Because what I know is simple. The political climate in Washington is a disaster, and it's getting worse every single day. I mean, all you have to do is look at the DACA crisis, because we still don't have a solution for the 800,000 to a million dreamers who aren't rapists, criminals, murderers, or MS-13 gang members. And I find that shocking. But let's be real here. Important legislation is going to be very hard to come by over the next 6 months because our president is under attack every minute of every day. In fact, as the pressure and stress mounts, I think our president is going to attack back even harder, which is evidenced by the tone and messaging in his jokes, his tweets, and his comments. Now, even though I proudly support our president's love for the military, our great veterans, and of course tax reform, I don't think the president's joke the other day about calling Democrats treasonous was very timely, especially when it came just a couple days after our president asked for more unity from Congress in his powerful State of the Union address. Hey man, so much for unity or civility. You see, I don't think the Democrats are guilty of treason in the literal sense. Instead, I think the Democrats are going to overthrow the Republican Party by beating them in the 2018 midterm elections, which is going to be worse than treason for our president. I say this because Mueller has a very big subpoena with the president's name all over it. And let me tell you, this subpoena is going to be worse than anything you've ever seen in any Law and Order television show. That's because Mueller's subpoena is going to require our president to do what he truly fears, and that's testifying under oath. Now, rest assured, Republicans, because Michael Cohen and Ty Cobb, I just love that name, they're never going to let their most important and powerful client, the President of the United States, testify under oath. And if he's forced to do so, I got good news for you. He is going to invoke his Fifth Amendment right to remain silent through the entire grilling session. After all, that's why the president released that memo to show corruption at the highest level. The bottom line is that the stock market and cryptocurrency markets are going to be extremely volatile. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go out and buy your favorite bottle of scotch or wine, because you're going to need it. All right, everybody, I know I get fired up when I talk to you about these issues. Here's the great news. I have an unbelievable show for you, and I promise we're going to talk more about you, your health, your money, your real estate, and how you can live happily ever after on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch will be back with more right after this.
This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by Jonathan Rose and Capital Gold Group.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. In San Diego, I have unbelievable news for you, and that is because we have Zoe Nielsen, our radio show's real estate and mortgage expert from CoronadoHomesAndLoans.com, on the phone, and she is ready to light things up. So, Zoe, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ronnie. How are you?
I am so excited about this launch interview, Zoe, because you care about your clients and it shows in everything you do. So thank you so much, and really excited about it. So here's what I want to know, Zoe. As you and I know, a lot of people saw what happened at the stock market last week, right? And they freaked out. What I want to know about the real estate market in San Diego, do you believe that we're in any type of housing bubble?
Oh, great question. You know, homeowners should be thrilled right now. We are doing so well in the real estate market. We're at 8%, which is a solid return for real estate. So I have less concerns about a housing bubble. I know it's on a lot of people's minds. But if you look at the fundamentals of our economy, we're strong. Our wage growth is up. We are in our San Diego's unemployment is 3.3%. That's lower than the national average. So our local economy is doing really, really well. And so when people have money in their pockets, they're going to invest in homes.
Now, Zoe, right? As you know, the entire state of California is looking pretty good as it relates to the real estate market. I want to ask you about supply and demand in San Diego. How does supply and demand affect the real estate prices?
You know, sometimes people ask me, is it a seller's market or is it a buyer's market? And right now, we're in a seller's market here in California, in San Diego, because there's low inventory and cost of borrowing remains low. And so that's pushing prices higher, which makes it a really good time to sell your property, to 1031 exchange your property. So there's low supply, making it a seller's market. Pretty interesting.
And Zoe, you've represented a lot of clients and a lot of people out there. What I want to know is, when your clients are selling a home in San Diego, what type of offers come in? Is it an abundance of offers? What are your thoughts on that?
So right now, sellers are seeing multiple offer situations. Basically, the statistics say that 97% of sellers are getting their asking price. So almost guaranteed that you're going to get your asking price. And the days on market is 29 days. You're going to get your offer price, and then you're going to sell your house in about 30 days. So it's really some remarkable numbers right now that we're seeing. So if you're thinking about buying or selling real estate, call me, Zoe Nielsen, at 866-NOTTO-HOME. That's 866-623-6466. Or visit us on our website at www.coronadohomesandloans.com.
Now, for those of you just joining us, I've got Zoe Nielsen, and she is our radio show's real estate and mortgage expert from CoronadoHomesAndLoans.com. Now, Zoe, the thing that I love about you is that you specialize in investment property, and I want to talk about that in the San Diego region. Do you believe it's a good time to buy a home as an investment piece of property?
Yes, I think it's a great time to buy, particularly because cost of borrowing still is very low. You're in the 4% for a 30-year fixed mortgage. 30 years, they're going to guarantee you the same financing. So it's easier to get into the investment world when you have low borrowing costs versus 5 or 6%. It's going to be much more difficult to get into the market. So if you're looking to invest in real estate, now would be a great time because you can borrow funds at a lower price and make more money on your investment.
Now, speaking of investment properties, can you tell me what micro market in the San Diego region do you see as having the most financial upswing and opportunity?
Yes, San Diego is a very large area. You've got downtown, North County, South County, but there are some areas such as Oceanside, which has the Marine Corps Camp Pendleton right next door, so you've got great jobs in that area. They just announced they're doing a $200 million waterfront renovation. So that would be a great area to buy a piece of investment property because there's continued jobs there. You've got Logan Heights with commercial development opportunity because of its proximity to downtown. And then you also see coastal luxury flip for vacation home, Airbnb style rentals.
Now, Zoe, let's face it, a lot of our listeners want to invest in real estate. They want to live that American dream and see their money grow. Can you explain the process of owning an investment piece of property?
Yes, owning an investment piece of property depends on the type of property you purchase. Sometimes you can purchase a multifamily and you have tenants in there. You might also look at a vacation rental model. So once you identify a property, we can help you finance it as needed, and we'll manage the entire transaction for you to help you towards your financial goals and acquiring and building your real estate portfolio. So if you're interested in investing in real estate in San Diego, you can call me, Zoe Nielsen, at 866-NOTTO-HOME. That's 866-623-6466. Or you can visit us on our website at www.coronadohomesandloans.com.
Now, for those of you just joining us, I've got Zoe Nielsen, and she is our radio show's real estate and mortgage expert from CoronadoHomesAndLoans.com. Now, Zoe, what makes you unbelievable is that you help your clients with both the real estate side and the mortgage side. It's like having a double scoop of ice cream from Baskin Robbins. So can you please tell me about that process for your clients, because that's extraordinary service.
Thank you so much. It's really a joy to be able to help our clients both buy their property and manage the financing. And I'm a licensed real estate agent through the state of California. And in California, they allow us to also originate the lending side. So most of my clients say, oh, it's like one-stop shopping with you, Zoe, which really tells me that they're comfortable. It makes them more comfortable because our team is handling the transaction from the real estate side and from the handling the underwriters and managing your financing. And so we become the hub of the transaction, and communication is easier, and people find it a lot more just a smoother transaction to have us manage both processes. And you know what, Ronnie? I really enjoy helping our veterans in our community. You know, in San Diego, we've got all four branches here of the military, and we have a strong military community. Almost 70% of our loans last year were to veterans, and we're proud of that. We love to help our veterans. We help them as much as we can, especially if they're relocating to San Diego from another area. my father's a veteran, and so it's close to my heart to be able to give back to our veteran community in the ways that we can. So we love it. So if you're looking to buy your first home this year or invest in the San Diego real estate market, you can call me, Zoe Nielsen, at 866-NOTO-HOME or 866-623-6466. Or you can also visit us at www.coronadohomesandloans.com.
Zoe Nielsen, I thank you so much for that amazing interview. All right, San Diego, I've got great news for you because I'm bringing in studio our tax expert, and he's going to share some wonderful tax secrets with you that can hopefully save you money because tax season has arrived. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
The following segment on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by OIC Tax Services at 800-695-3010.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I've got great news for you because Bob's in studio and he loves taxes. Bob, I think we've got to address the ugly elephant in the room, and that is what's going on with all of the Internal Revenue Service tax scams. Because let's face it, it's tax season. So can you do me a favor and talk about the IRS scams and what taxpayers need to know?
Well, definitely. Only a few days into tax season here, and we're starting to see, which is kind of an unusual twist, we're starting to see some scams that are caused by tax preparers. Yes, tax preparers, because we do have a lot of tax preparers out there that will move into a city or a community and just start preparing taxes all the way through the 15th. So what we have here is they will actually use the taxpayer's original information, social security numbers, children's social security numbers, address, and it will look as though the tax return is done properly. And of course, it will go to the bank, to the taxpayer's account. Their routing number and account numbers on there. But what happens is that they are contacted by someone posing as a tax collector, requiring them to return that money immediately. So as you're guarding your personal information at your tax preparer's office, understand what can be done here.
So what you're saying, Bob, is that you've got people that are pretending to be accountants and tax preparers, and they're actually scamming taxpayers to come in their office and get tax returns done? I mean, is it that sophisticated?
Well, it is. It is that sophisticated. It doesn't really happen a lot with a brick and mortar tax preparer, someone that's been in your community a long time. But it does happen with people that just move in, set up shop, and start preparing taxes. So these look like original tax returns and they look good. Then you're contacted as soon as you get that direct deposit. Hey, we've made a mistake. That direct deposit is not yours. That must come back to me immediately. That's how that works.
Now, I'm so happy you brought up being contacted by the IRS. And I want to ask you this question, Bob. You and I know that millions of people are getting phone calls and threats from someone acting like the IRS. Can you please enlighten our listeners about the IRS and the fact that they never do that?
Yes, I can. And I have taken actually a couple of these calls for my clients and called the number. It's actually kind of funny because they all said they're sending the cops to your house to pick you up. That is ridiculous. The IRS does not call you and threaten you. They send out registered letters. In extreme cases, of course, they'll send out a revenue agent to have a little talk with you. But they do not call you and threaten you with the cops. Now, remember, call OIC Tax Services. If you get one of these scam calls and you don't understand where it's coming from, call me, 1-800-695-3010. We'll handle that call for you together.
Okay, so Bob, what you're saying this morning is that taxpayers need to hire the right tax professionals. So can you do me a favor? Can you give us some tips on choosing the right tax preparer?
Well, of course I can, Ronnie. First thing you want to do is check the tax preparer's qualification. Here at OIC Tax Services, we use licensed tax preparers. They must have a P-10. They must be licensed with the Internal Revenue Service. And of course, I use licensed tax preparers and I use enrolled agents who are also registered with the IRS.
Now, what about the history of the tax preparer? What are your thoughts on looking into that as well?
Well, a great resource is the Better Business Bureau. Find out if they are registered with the Better Business Bureau. And also you can go to the irs.gov and look them up there at the tax return preparation. You must research your tax preparer because you must have that person that is legitimate and is on your side.
And you know what else concerns me, Bob? And you and I have seen this for decades. It's when the tax preparer actually wants to charge you based on your refunds. Can you talk about that unbelievable scam?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Come on into the office. I get you the best refund. You're going to get the biggest refund ever. That is nonsense. The tax preparer must do what is legitimately put on your tax return. You're not going to get any more and any less than you deserve. So to have someone come in and market to you like that is obviously a scam from the get-go.
So, Bob, the next question I want to ask you is about e-filing, because you and I know taxpayers are afraid to go online, give out their private information, especially their tax returns. What do you want to share with us about the benefits of e-filing?
Well, the benefits of e-filing is, of course, we will know that if there's a duplicate tax return filed, it will come back rejected duplicate filed. But secondly, an e-file provider such as myself must be licensed. I have to go through biometrics to do this. I have to do a complete background check with the IRS in order to be registered as an e-file provider.
And Bob, what happens when you go to a tax preparer who doesn't even ask for your records or receipts? I mean, is that a red flag?
You need to get up right away, gather your information, whatever you've brought. Call me at OIC Tax Services at 1-800-695-3010 if you're needing some help, and you're going to.
Now, Bob, you and I know that taxpayers must sign their tax return. Have you ever heard of a tax preparer asking a taxpayer to sign a blank return?
Never in my life. And if you are asked to do that, do not do that. That is fraud from the get-go. Also, you have to remember that your tax preparer also has to sign your tax return and provide the PTIN number to go with that.
So what do you recommend that taxpayers do before they sign the dotted line on their tax return?
You need to review this with your tax preparer. You need to review it to make sure that everything is in proper order there, to make sure that there's no expenses on there that shouldn't be there, to make sure that the Social Security numbers are correct, to make sure your address is correct, and of course, your banking information for direct deposit.
Now, for those of you just joining us, I've got Bob in studio, and we're talking taxes because it's tax season. Bob, my next question has to do with business owners who are the heart and soul of our great country. What do you believe business owners need to be aware of this year with all of the changes with our great tax reform?
Business owners always have to be careful of the expenses that they're putting on their Schedule Cs or on their corporation. You must do this properly. You're going to get audited. The audits have gone up in recent years. That is one of the keys to a successful business is to make sure your business expenses are accurately on there.
And Bob, you've done thousands of tax returns. Where do you feel business owners kind of fail in those areas? Because let's face it, Bob, not everyone loves math like you and I.
Well, they underestimate their expenses. They don't put their mileage down. They don't put their vehicle costs down. They estimate these because they don't want to get audited. And of course, when you use a tax professional, when you do a business tax return, we can generally do this directly through your bank account. I don't need a stack of receipts to do this, as long as you're using a business bank account for your business. Simple.
And let's talk about bookkeeping, because bookkeeping for some business owners is a disaster. Can you please explain the importance of bookkeeping, especially during tax season?
Yes, bookkeeping can be a completely foreign language to a lot of people. They don't understand it until it's too late. You need to have your books in order. It's very simple to do this with an experienced bookkeeper. This is a cost-effective way of doing this. It's also going to give you a P&L every month so you know exactly where your business is. You can't run a business with not knowing where your money's going. And so if you continue to do this, well, your money's is a sieve. It's flying out everywhere. Listen, I want you to call OIC Tax Services. If you're uncomfortable with your tax preparer, if you need help with bookkeeping, 1-800-695-3010. I believe we're one of the best in the business. We're affordable, and we have terms.
And Bob, the last question that I want to ask you, what if you owe the IRS money? Because right now, 30 million taxpayers owe the IRS. How can you help taxpayers get back on their feet?
Well, there's quite a few programs out there. Now, if you owe a small amount, a few thousand dollars, I highly recommend you pay it immediately. The penalties and interest can continue to compile. You don't want that. But when you owe over $10,000 and you do not have the ability to pay that back, there are programs for you that can help alleviate the pain of that. Call me at 1-800-695-3010. I can explain all the programs to you.
All right, Bob, I have goosebumps whenever you and I talk taxes. Here's the great news, everyone. I need you to stick around because I'm going to tell you how you can get $10,000 when you sue Equifax, because Equifax, they didn't do a very good job back in September 2017. Now, all that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
The following segment is brought to you by Dr. Martin Bastuba, the official board-certified urologist and male fertility doctor of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and last September, I did an important segment on Equifax. You know, the consumer reporting agency that screwed you and another 145 million Americans? Well, as you recall, Equifax admitted that millions of United States users had some of their most sensitive and personal information compromised when Equifax was hacked. And this included your social security numbers, your birth dates, and addresses. In fact, if you recall, this was the biggest hack we've ever seen against the consumer reporting agency. And of course, you remember how slow Equifax was to do anything about the hack and breach. In fact, they actually waited some 6 weeks before going public with this very bad news. And let's not forget about those Equifax executives who sold nearly $2 million worth of company shares, which in my opinion is unconscionable and an absolute abuse of power and insider information. I mean, did anyone ever hold these people and business executives accountable? Of course not, because this is America where you're wrong and I'm right. Now, what you and I didn't know back then about this breach brought on by Equifax's total and complete negligence is that it included hacking of your passport numbers of so many Americans out there, which means your passport is out on the dark web. Hey, I was one of the 145 million victims, which means right now there's some chick in Turkey who's using the name Ronnie Deutsch. Good luck to you. The great news is that millions of people who got screwed by Equifax blatant negligence joined hundreds of class action lawsuits against Equifax, which means significant restitution in the tune of billions of dollars is coming your way. But you know what? It's going to take about 3 to 5 years to see any of that cash. Now, for those of you who didn't join any of these hundreds of class action lawsuits, I also spoke with you about taking matters into your own hands by filing a small claims lawsuit against Equifax in your respective county. Now, I realize that many of you are intimidated by anything that has to do with lawsuits, even small claims lawsuits, which is absolutely understandable to me, given the fact that our civil and criminal injustice systems are littered with corrupt judges and prosecutors who don't care about you, your family, your money, or your constitutional rights. Believe me, after fighting back against the most corrupt legal system in Sacramento for over 5 years, I understand and appreciate your well-founded fears. However, I got some great news to report to you this morning. And that's because tens of thousands of Equifax victims like you and myself, you see, these people filed small claims lawsuits against Equifax, and the results have been outstanding. Yes, you actually can win a small claims lawsuit against Equifax in your respective county, and depending on the place that you live, you're going to be able to recover a whopping $10,000 for their blatant negligence. Of course, you're going to have to check your local small claims court rules to see how much money you can sue Equifax for. But at this point, if you haven't already joined a class action lawsuit or filed a small claims action in the county you live, what are you waiting for? After all, Equifax was negligent, which is the basis for your small claims lawsuit against them. Now, I don't want to overwhelm you this morning with legal jargon, so I'm going to keep this point really simple. The definition of negligence is the failure to use reasonable care, which results in damages or injury to you. Now, I know many of you have never filed a small claims lawsuit against anyone, so I can understand if you feel intimidated. However, what you need to know is that Equifax was negligent. And you, like myself, you see, we got screwed. So in my opinion, you've got what I refer to as a slam dunk small claims case. Now, why is this a slam dunk case? Because Equifax failed to use reasonable care to protect your sensitive personal information, which caused them to get hacked. And as a direct result of their failure to use reasonable care to protect your highly sensitive personal information, you suffer damages. Because right now, your personal information, like mine, it's available for sale on that awful worldwide dark web. You know what this means? That some chick in Turkey, she might be using your name and your social security number like she's doing to me. Remember, Equifax also failed to follow its own internal procedures and policies, and that helps your case. And to make matters worse, you know what else we've learned? That Equifax and other big credit reporting agencies, they've been getting away with profiting off using your personal and private information for years without your explicit permission. And if you ask our president about that, you know what he would say? That it was totally un-American. After all, 145 million people, which is half the population of the United States, they were affected by Equifax's blatant negligence, which is why you need to GOYA and sue them. Now, thankfully, Equifax CEO Richard Smith, that guy stepped down and he was forced to testify before the Senate Banking Committee about his company's failure and negligence in handling your very sensitive and private information. And the Department of Homeland Security even got involved because of the specific vulnerability the hackers took advantage of, which is shocking and a sign of the times to come. Now, the fact that our federal government continues to do business with Equifax is mind-boggling to me, especially in light of their blatant and repeated failures. You see, what you need to know is that Equifax confirmed with the Securities and Exchange Commission that more than 240 class action lawsuits have already been filed against them, which is the great news for you. Now, my point here this morning is pretty simple. If you're one of the 145 million Americans affected by this awful breach, you have legal rights, and you should seriously consider filing a small claims lawsuit against Equifax without delay, because there's something called the statute of limitations, and it's running every day, so you don't want to miss your chance to recover $10,000 for their negligent handling of your very sensitive and personal information. Remember, the statute of limitations is really important, and it dictates how long you have to sue them. Now, of course, if you feel intimidated or overwhelmed in any manner, do me a favor. Go online and look up how to sue Equifax in small claims court, because there's a lot of great information available for you to read. And again, you deserve that $10,000, and so does your family. All right, the last thing that I want to say to you this morning has nothing to do with your money or real estate or taxes or anything like that. Instead, it has to do with love. Because love is around the corner, and my favorite holiday is almost upon us, and that's Valentine's Day. You see, what you need to know about me is simple. I believe in love, and I believe in the kind of love that gives you goosebumps, and that gives you butterflies, and that makes you see hummingbirds in your house. You see, I believe in the kind of love that keeps you up all night long for all the right reasons. So in honor of the most mushy holiday on the planet, I want to wish you and my awesome producer, Mike, who I absolutely love and adore, a very happy Valentine's Day. And I also want to wish all of you a whole lot of love and French kissing. That's right, folks. It's Valentine's Day. On the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. If you want to be a featured expert on a future segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, in order to share your unique expertise, please call my producer, Mike, at 888-919-4009 to see if you're a good fit for the show.